Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gossip and entertainment.
Trash.
With all the Hollywood rumors, whispers, gossip, and
tea you can handle.
The sleaze.
It's the Dirty on the 30 with Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.
Let's hear what's going on.
What's going on is Nick Jonas is joining The Voice for season 18.
Oh, yeah. He's coming in, and Blake Shelton has some words for him.
Yeah, he does. Oh, here we go.
Talking trash already.
Yeah, and by the way, he replaces Gwen Stefani, who, of course,
yeah, dating,
is
Blake,
dating
Shelton.
Blake Shelton.
So now he has to also date Blake Shelton.
I think it's only fair
That's the way Nick Jonas now dates.
Or Gwen Stefani, or all three of them together.
Yeah.
I don't mind either way. Dancing with the Stars, Hannah B, or Hannah Beast, as we heard she is.
She unleashed the beast last night in her Paso Doble, and the judges have been critical of her because they called her too smiley.
What does that even mean?
Well, some of these dances, they just evoke emotion, and you have to have the right emotion for the right dance, and you know, sometimes if you're a little gummy or you're too toothy, just doesn't look good.
Ryan Jones, what was up with her smashing bottles in a rage room?
She was getting over her exes and preparing for the dance, so she had multiple wine bottles in a rage room and just smashed them to get pumped up for
the
dance.
What a waste of some good wine,
though. Well, I'm sure it was trash wine, just
I
like the guys.
So.
I think they were probably empty. She probably boozed up and then did and then did the rage room.
Yeah, but so Lamar Odom got kicked off.
Lamar Odom left last night, and there was Lauren Elena. She actually had a medical emergency in her family this week. And so, but she still performed very well on the show, and we'll see what happens with her. So it still looks like Karamo Brown, even though he had a great performance last night, he's in the bottom three.
Yeah.
Sean Spicer's kind of...
He's still in it.
He's inching his way down there towards there because they're getting rid of all the other dancers. So we'll see what happens in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I'm happy for him. And, you know, James Vanderbeek announced that they're pregnant with baby number six. So.
No, I think it's 65, actually.
Baby number
65.
Number 65.
They are going up against the Duggars.
Wow. So Dan and Shay announced that they're, you know, doing this huge tour.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
First ever arena tour. Tickets sold so fast, they had to add more shows and cities. So it's kicking off with back-to-back nights Nashville on March 6th and 7th, 2020.
That gives me such pleasure for these guys. They're such great guys. They've been grinding out there, and to see them get the success, it's awesome. And they put on a really, really fun show.
Well, the good news is we have Win 'Em Before You Can Buy Them tickets to see Dan and Shay live at Mohegan Sun Arena October 10th, 2020. But you do have to go to 965TIC website and grab the code word to win. And then, hey, 247-9696, the tickets are all yours.
You're going to walk away with tickets for next year, October 10th. That's going to be an awesome show.
Love the way that you get me started.
Christine and Salt on 96.5 TIC.